This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 43, for Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Jason Keyes.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the wonderful place it is. Today, we are going to hear the celebration around Goodrich Middle School's 50th anniversary celebration, and I'm going to see how much Jason knows about 1969. Jason is good to be back to help with this week's podcast. And Brian is in LA learning about the latest Adobe products at the Adobe Max conference. But joining us today is our newest member of the communications team, Brianna Campbell. Welcome, Bri.
Thank you.
Bri will be helping us tell the stories of Lincoln Public Schools. So, Bri, what are you most looking forward to in your new job?
You know, I'm excited to get to know everyone who works in Lincoln Public Schools. I'm not from the area, so it'll be really good to kind of explore the schools and figure out how LPS works and why people love it so much.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to seeing your stories on the website and social media.
Yeah.
Jason, speaking of the website, what's currently on the front page of LPS.org?
Well, Mindy, it's been a busy week in Lincoln Public Schools. Something we just posted this morning is 1 hour at Meadow Lane Elementary was kind of the premise of the story, and I had a lot of fun with this. And first, I want to thank Brian Fitzgerald for putting together the website, the web story for this, because it looks fantastic.
I love all the photos on there. It looks great.
Yeah, and just like it sounds, I spent an hour at Meadow Lane Elementary, and in that time, I visited three different classrooms, kindergarten, second grade, and fourth grade. I took a lot of photos and wrote a little bit about what each of the teachers were doing, which was a lot. And we hope to keep doing this type of story in the future where we spend an hour at a school. And now with Bri, we'll also be including some video with those.
I love that. It's that you get to peek in and see what's going on in our schools, just down each hallway, the different classrooms, all the activity.
And also on the front page, there are some photos from the Bubba's Closet event that was held Saturday at McPhee Elementary. That's the annual event organized by the elementary school principals where they take donated warm coats and warm clothing. And they have an event at McPhee where families can come and pick out those coats and warm clothing. And because of that, about 400 students now have coats and warm clothing for the winter.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's amazing.
And also a couple awards and honors. And I've been telling Brian the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about how it's that time of year where oftentimes our staff start winning awards and they keep rolling in. So this week, Katie Lewis from Elliott Elementary School won the State Paraeducator of the Year. And also, SCO librarian April Jorgensen recently won a national fellowship that will help her learn how to better teach her students in a way that gives them a more global experience.
That is so great. And April gets to travel to Peru, I think, as part of that opportunity, which is so great for her. And congratulations to Katie Lewis, the Paraeducator of the Year at Elliott. What a great honor for her. I know our paraeducators are so important to helping our educators in the classroom and helping students. Well, there's not much on the arts and academic calendar because all of the fall plays and concerts have just wrapped up. However, this Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all six high school marching bands will be participating in the Lincoln's Veterans Day Parade. This parade will take place along K Street, starting at Lincoln High and moving to the state capitol. So if you love parades, if you love marching bands, check that out at 2 o'clock on K Street or Capitol Parkway. That'll be a great event. Fall sports are wrapping up. I know there's state volleyball going on this week. Unfortunately, no Lincoln schools made it into the state tournament. State football playoffs, we're on the second round. Number 2 Southeast High School will take on number 7 Omaha Westside at 7 p.m. this Friday. If they win, they will play the winner of the Millard South Grand Island game, and they will play that on November 15th. So this Friday, 7 p.m., Seacrest Field, go check out, cheer on Southeast Knights as they take on Omaha Westside. Well, Jason, you and I attended the Goodrich Middle School 50th anniversary open house on Sunday, October 27th. During that time, we were able to tour the school with several classmates of the first sixth grade class to go through Goodrich. That was pretty entertaining. We were also able to hear Lincoln Board of Education member Annie Mumgard talk with Mr. Kent Swanson, a teacher there. He was the social studies teacher that has been there for 45 years out of the 50. Ms. Mumgard also went to Goodrich Middle School, and she had him as a teacher. There were performances from the choir, the band, and the step team. We captured some of those sounds, and we're going to share them with you today. Take a listen. Thank you. with Goodrich Principal Kelly Schrod. Kelly, what happened here today?
Today we were lucky enough to celebrate our 50th anniversary as a middle school. And we invited community, we invited parents, staff, students. We had performances by the band, a choir mixed with teachers and students, and our step team performed. And then we actually shot off some rockets too.
That is awesome, and it's to all commemorate the 50 years for Goodrich, and you tied it into the moon. How did you guys come up with that, the moon landing? How did you guys come up with that theme?
This summer we were talking about 1969 being the moon landing, and to come up with a success theme for this year, we thought about footprints on the moon. And so Booker T. Washington has a quote, "Success always leaves footprints," so we connected it to the moon landing and to our 50th to give students something in the past to connect their future with.
And you had students who were giving tours to past students. How do you think that went?
I think it went really well. The new students, actually, the confusion was they wanted to see the old parts of the building. And Mrs. Schrod, we don't know the old parts of the building. Other than that, it was beautiful.
And it seemed like it was a great opportunity for the community to come together. You had teachers, former staff members, students, current students, former students, and their families. What a great opportunity.
It was wonderful. I was really pleased with the turnout, and we really think that a lot of people still live in the neighborhood, so it was a nice neighborhood event as well.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We are wanting anyone who was in the original classes that started Goodrich, 69 to 72, if you would meet in the main commons, we would like to get a picture. Otherwise, the band will be starting in about 8 or 9 minutes, and there are tours leading from the main commons, and we hope you also take advantage of our refreshments in the cafeteria. Thank you.
Is it true you guys were all the first sixth grade group?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Were you the first sixth graders?
Yeah, we were the first sixth graders to go all 4 years.
Wow, the class before us that started before us that only started in seventh grade.
Yeah.
They like to take credit that they were the first, but
they were.
There were no windows here when we came, right?
No, there was no windows over here.
No windows over here.
This is the library.
This was the library.
You guys are making me dizzy. This isn't what it's supposed to be at all.
I was just telling them this used to be the library.
So this is going to be the main part subject for this room is English. Mr. Robinson is the 8th grade teacher for this one, and this class is mostly for diff. And
what's diff?
Like, you were diff. They're really good at it.
English? No, not me.
More. Let's go on to the next room.
They were the advanced ones. They had all the diff.
I know in English I wasn't even close.
I was in trouble.
Yeah, they're more advanced than some other students. Yeah. This is Mr. Size's room, math.
This was Friesen's room.
Yeah.
This was Mr. Friesen's room. That was Mr. Brown, my favorite teacher of all sixth grade.
Welcome back here. Enjoy the rest of
the day. This is a social studies room. He's all about the United States and about learning about social studies and history. He never stops talking about history. He likes to teach.
You guys probably know who he is.
History. He likes talking about the past and about what happens. He collects everything, and he likes to share them around.
Do you guys know who Miss Swanson is?
Mr. Swanson. He has a lot of flags.
Mr. Swanson.
Yes.
I had Mr. Swanson.
Yes, it is the same one because I came from meeting. Is it the same Mr. Swanson? Oh my God.
He's been here 45 years.
Yes. 45 He's years. The main one that has been here the longest.
Oh, you guys probably had Mr. Swanson, no?
So
But you're still here.
Still here, yeah. Did you see Friesen and those guys?
I saw Mr. Friesen. Okay. I saw Oschweiger. Well, yeah, he was a kid here. You didn't have them. They were older than you. But yeah.
So,
are you going to ever retire?
Yeah, 4 years from now. I got a little grandson who's going to go in 3 years. Next 3 years.
So. You
got
to teach
the grandson.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm here with Mr. Swanson, who has taught at Goodrich for 45 out of the 50 years.
1974 I started.
1974. So tell us a little bit about your history.
Well, Lyle Bargman, the first principal, called me in and wanted to do an interview because I was a substitute. And I passed all the questions he had to ask and enjoyed it ever since.
And so what is it that you teach?
I teach 8th grade now, social studies, but I taught 9th grade originally.
And so what kind of changes have you seen in the 50 years here?
Well, besides all the physical stuff, the electronics that we have in our classroom compared to when we use chalk on the board.
And you've probably seen a lot of your students here today, your former students and current students. What was that like to have a reunion with them?
Oh, it's great because they remember, have good memories. They also appreciated some of the things I did, and that makes you feel good.
I'm sure you guys have shared a lot of stories together today. What has been one of your most memorable stories here at Goodrich?
Well, Gary Shinneman came here. We were 6th through 9th grade here. And he admits, you know, if he hears this, he was kind of a terror. And in his 9th grade year, I asked him to come out for wrestling because I was a wrestling coach. And he won the city championship for heavyweight and helped us win the city championship.
Now, your hat is kind of unusual. It says Olympians on the front, and you're also wearing a Dragons. So Goodrich used to be the Olympians, but they switched to the Dragons. Tell me about that.
When we came back after remodel, they said we had to come up with a different mascot in a sense, and so we had a vote, and the kids voted in Dragons. I liked Olympians, but you know, you have to change when you have to change, and so I have on my back of my hat from Olympians to Dragons.
A lot of changes in those 50 years.
Oh yeah, you bet.
Was a really great event that Goodrich had. A lot of people there. They went through like 400 cookies, and I know they had a lot of families come through there, that multiple generations that were at the open house.
Yeah, and I really loved Kent Swanson's hat that you talked about. You could tell he really has a lot of pride for the school, and there's also a lot of neighborhood pride for Goodrich. And the principal, Kelly Schrod, mentioned how nice it was to see so many members of the community at the event, so many people from the neighborhood.
And what was really cool, they had a slideshow going, or it was a video that they created. It was about 30 minutes long in a room, but people could come and see from each decade popular songs and yearbook covers and photos from the yearbooks for each decade. And so that was fun, I think, for people to come in and see. So on that note, I've got a pop quiz for you guys. So we're going to have a little competition where we're going to keep points, but the only prize is bragging rights. So we're going to do questions about Goodrich and questions about the year 1969. So, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
So, Jason, your sound is? And, Bri, your sound is? All right. So, here we go. Stand by. Goodrich Middle School was named for Thomas Goodrich, who served as a history teacher, the supervisor of the boys' vocational guidance, and eventually the director of measurement and research for Lincoln Public Schools, a position he held from 1920 until his retirement in 1947. When it came time to name the school, what about the name caused a debate? Now, I've got a multiple choice here for you. Was it A, the board was worried that it would confuse people and they would think it was named after the famous Goodrich ice cream shop that was also founded in Nebraska in 1932? B, it was suggested that the school be named for both Thomas and his wife Emma Goodrich, also a longtime LPS employee. However, the LPS Board of Education decided to name the school for Mr. Goodrich only, or C, national tire chain B.F. Goodrich wanted to use the school and its name for a promotional idea. Jason.
A, because I like ice cream.
I'm sorry, that is not correct.
Oh, do I get a chance
to? You have a chance to steal.
Do I have to buzz in?
Sure.
All right.
chance to steal, Bri.
I'm going to go with B.
Bri is correct. Hey. So in 1917, Mr. Goodrich married the principal of Everett Elementary School, Miss Emma Morell, who continued in that position until her resignation in 1936. And when the name of the new junior high in Belmont was to be chosen, it was suggested that the school be named for both Thomas and Emma Goodrich. However, the Board of Education decided to name the school for Mr. Thomas Goodrich only. All right, so good job, Bri's got 1 point. Second question, who was the first principal at Goodrich? It was mentioned in the podcast. Jason.
Lyle Bargman?
Yes, Lyle Bargman. He was the first principal at Goodrich Goodrich Middle School. Good job. So now we're tied, 1 point apiece.
Okay.
Third question. This is a pop question to have to do with the year 1969. Name the three astronauts who traveled in Apollo 11 that made the historic moon landing in July 1969.
Of course, you would have to ask a history question of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Can't name all three. I'll take one at this point. Okay, Bri.
Buzz Aldrin?
Yes, that was one of them. So you get a point. Jason, okay. You could steal with 2 points if you know one or two of the other. So Buzz Aldrin, who are the other two?
The second one's on the tip of my tongue.
John Glenn?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you any points. Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, Buzz Aldrin. Those were
the
three.
Did not know Michael Collins.
So
learned something new.
That's the least spoken because he actually stayed up in the command module. He didn't get to go down on the moon. All right. Next question. What beloved children's show first premiered in 1969 on National Educational Television? I don't know who sounded
I
think it was Bri. Yeah, Bri.
The Mr. Rogers Show?
No, I'm sorry. That is not correct. Jason for the steal.
Sesame Street?
Sesame Street. That's correct.
I was so confident.
Yes. Sesame Street aired. They first premiered in 1969. Oddly enough, though, that same year, Mr. Rogers did speak to Congress about advocating for funding for public education television. So there you go. Well, you're kind of right.
Okay. I'll
All
take
right.
That.
Sticking with children's programming. In 1969, which mystery children's cartoon first aired on CBS? Jason.
Scooby-Doo.
You're correct. Oh. It was Scooby-Doo.
And I would not have guessed it was that old, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. But yeah, 1969 is when it premiered. All right. What U.S. president had his first inauguration on January 20th, 1969? Brianna.
Lyndon Johnson?
I'm sorry, that is not correct.
Shoot.
Richard Nixon?
That is correct. Oh. Jason stole it. So now...
I was going to say that.
Yeah, it was
Second
Nixon.
Second guess myself.
Mm-hmm. So Jason has 4 points. Bri has 2. All right. Next question. Dubbed the first mega concert, what took place near Bethel, New York in August 1969? Oh, Bri.
Woodstock.
It was Woodstock. All right, so Bri has 3. Jason has 4. This
Back
is the,
in the running.
Last question. So if you get this, it's a tie. But if Jason gets this, he wins.
So if it's a tie, we like alternate days for bragging rights, I guess.
That's correct. Okay. Yes. Okay. I think that's how that works.
All right.
All right. Donald and Doris Fisher opened their first clothing store in San Francisco to make it easier to find a pair of jeans. Go ahead.
Levi's.
Jason. I'm sorry, that is not correct. Would you like me to finish the clue?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wait, now that I thought of what the answer actually is, do I have a chance now or not?
After she can't. Let's let her have
All
a
right.
chance.
Okay.
This store later became popular company with 7 brands in 90 countries worldwide.
Is it Gap?
You are correct. It was the Gap. Did you even know that, Jason?
I did, actually. That's
you
what I was going to guess.
So now it's tied. So I guess you guys both get bragging rights alternate days in the office until the next time.
You can take Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, that's fine. That works.
Well, if that's all the time we have for today, if there's anything that you've heard that you would like to learn more about, there are links to everything, along with links to the full calendars on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to get notified each Wednesday or whatever day it is that we push up a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. Links to all of these services are also at lps.org/podcast.